Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 65th Berlin International Film Festival, and this is an extract from the Berlinale Talent Masterclass entitled Hybrid News Documenting True Events. In this extract, Nigerian journalist and film critic Shaibi Husseini talks about the current state of the perception of documentary in Nigerian cinema, otherwise known as Nollywood.
It's in public space that we have one of the largest culture machines, which we call Nollywood. It's a very vibrant industry, big home movie industry. According to records of the National Film and Video Census Board, which is the regulatory agency, we produce about 1,000 or so movies every year. Home movies, I'm not talking about film, home movies annually, but they could be more, because like every other industry, there are quite a number of movies that get into the market without necessarily passing through the regulators. It's a vibrant industry, although now the production level has really come down because of lack of funding, issue of piracy and all that. So we have a very big industry, but a fiction-based industry. As for documentary, I think it's just gradually catching on. And that is the fact that not so many people are interested in that genre. They feel that it is too tedious. We lack the capacity to do as much documentaries as we do in fiction films. There's funding issues. There's also the issue of where to show the documentaries, because all the platforms that we have are just interested in showing fiction films and all that. So documentary films you could find in television stations. They are mostly commissioned by television stations, but they are not like the mainstay of the industry at the moment. But there's a growing interest in that. Now there's even a festival dedicated to documentary films in the country, and we're hoping that that will encourage a lot of our filmmakers to also consider making films in that area. But nothing much is happening in terms of documentaries. We have very few filmmakers who are working in that area, and I must say that not too long from now, we will also have a platform where we can show them, because there is no use making these films and you don't have where to distribute them and to show them. But you have a lot of platforms for those fiction films that you see everywhere and all that. So it's catching on really in Nigeria, but it is not the mainstay. Not too many interest in the area of documentary films, but it's catching on. Even in the midst of some of the works that we see as documentaries, I am on the selection panel of the African Movie Academy Awards, and we get a lot of documentaries from Nigeria and other parts of Africa. And most of what we see are basically news features. They are presented like news. I mean, you just have people working with archival materials, then you have talking heads, then you have somebody narrating. You know, the kind of documentaries, the kind of news features you find Ali Masri do in those days, those are the kind of documentaries that you have. We do not have those kind of very deep documentaries that are like history books, that are like journalism in Iran, on the run and all that. So most of what we have are news features. They are approached as news. You know, there's a topical issue and then they pick it up, and then you find somebody actually standing up as if he's reporting an event and all that, and the next thing you see are clips and the rest. But that is not to say that there are people who have not approached it the professional way. We have, but they are not much. So most of the documentaries you find on TV and even on other platforms are basically approached from the news point of view. They are presented like news features than actual documentaries.
To listen to the full panel discussions and other panel discussions from the 65th Berlinale and other film festivals and markets around the world, check out our Fred Extra channel. Thanks very much for listening, and stay tuned to Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.